Kinna Install Boys and Girls Club in Beech Grove, Indiana, also the home of Pantry of Hope. So I'm here with Carrie. She's the one that's overseeing this pantry now for almost a year and a half now. And Carrie, tell us what's been the food pantry look like in the past few months.
We've had a lot of people come in. We've been short on food, so I've went and kind of stepped up. I've had a yard sale, got some money, was able to buy $200 worth of groceries for this month. I'm planning a bake sale for next month so that we can kind of be self-sufficient. We're starting to work up relationships with neighborhood businesses. We've got Little Caesars down here on Shelby Street is going to feed us every Saturday that we have our pantry. Mm-hmm. We're, you know, just trying to be self-sufficient, let the community know we're
right.
here.
Right.
We're, my husband and I are building a sign ourselves to put out front so that they know there is a food pantry here.
Right.
Because a lot of people don't know it's here.
So you're averaging how many families?
65 to 75 a month.
Wow. And it seems like this pantry is really needed in this area.
Yes, it is. We have a lot of needy people here.
Yeah. And it seems like that, you know, what I'm seeing here, it's really built on relationship, people hugging each other.
And yes.
Can you tell us more about what the relationship part of it?
We try to get more contact with our people. If there's a special needs, if there's something that people are allergic to, we want to know about it so that we don't give them something that they cannot use, mm-hmm. you know, or something that they won't use. Mm-hmm. So we try to build a little bit of relationship with most of our regulars that come in. So we know them, they know us, we know what they can use, what we can't use with them, and it seems to make our food spread a little bit further by knowing what people can and can't have.
Yeah. Thank you, Carrie.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Okay. My name is Beth, and I really think that this is an important place to be because there are so many people out there in need of food, and I've seen people with actually nothing in their houses, and I think this is a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So what's your message to the community who might be able to help out?
If you have food that you can donate, bring it by and have someone, they'll tell you where to go to donate it, and you just get involved, volunteer to help people. Because there are some that need help carrying their food out, too, like I do.
Good.
And just get involved any way you can.
Okay.
And get your kids involved, too. They need to know about this.
Thank you, Beth.
No problem.
My name's Dennis. This is the third time I've been here, and I'm in between jobs. And the help they've given us has really made a difference at home. Mm-hmm. The groceries has really been helpful.
So why do you think this food pantry need to continue in this neighborhood?
There's a lot of people in this neighborhood that needs the help that, you know, may not be able to find it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And this is just a great, you know, knowing that there's somebody close by that can help you when you need it.
Yeah. It seems like that this food pantry is very relational. Can you say something about that?
The people here are just fantastic, who come in and work with and everything. They treat you decent. They don't try to put you down or anything. It makes you feel good coming in here.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ma'am?
Raina McRae.
And what do you think about this food pantry?
This is the greatest thing there ever was. It sure does help me a lot.
Yeah, so you're...
God bless you for helping me.
Yeah, so how long have you been coming here?
About 2 months.
About 2 months. What do you think about the volunteers and the workers?
Oh, they're good. They're great people.
Yeah.
Best thing the good Lord ever sent me.
Amen. So
yes.
Why do you think this pantry is needed in the community?
And more volunteers probably, and more people to donate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, for people like me.
Okay.
I don't get much money each month, and this is a blessing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Maxine Gilliam.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the Lord is really moving at the Kinna Install Boys Club. We've been here at this food pantry for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen from the beginning, we've seen people come in just for a need, mm-hmm. and to the same people coming in because we've established relationship with them, and that relationship is with God. Mm-hmm. And so they see that, they feel that, and everybody's looking for love. And I believe that those the people that come here mm-hmm. are looking for that love, in which God has allowed us to give them that love.
Yeah.
So it's all about loving God's people and them loving us back.
Now, you've been here from the very start. What keeps you coming back?
That same love. Amen. The love of God keeps me coming back to God's people.
Amen. Thank you, Maxine.
Yeah, you're welcome. God bless.
Just heard testimonial from Carrie, the new food pantry director here, or at least for several months now. Also from a couple of clients that they serve, and then from Maxine, who has been a volunteer here from the very start when we started this food pantry about 3 years ago. So again, there are many needs in this community in Beech Grove, and this is the only food pantry, and the closest one is about 2.5 miles. So if you are listening, if the Lord speaks to you, they really need help. They are self-sustained now for almost a year. That means that Faith, Hope, and Love has not been giving them any volunteers, or they're still volunteer from Faith, Hope, and Love, but food or resources, and they're the ones that actually and who are actually looking for resources around the neighborhood. So we're helping them once again to become even more self-sustained and to increase the food supplies in this place. So if you are interested volunteering or providing resources, just contact Merlin at merlin@fhlinternational.org or Facebook me. God bless you.